This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Coming up next week, top prospects from across the CHL set to gather in Guelph, Ontario for the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. Team or captain Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs is set to be our guest in moments. He'll be joined by Lethbridge Hurricanes D-man Kalen Addison. We'll hear from both. Swift Current Broncos newly acquired goaltender Stuart Skinner is off to a good start with his new team. He's the Vaughn CHL goaltender and WHL goaltender of the week, and he'll close out our show. The 2018 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game set for Guelph, Ontario next Thursday, January 25th. The annual game features the top 40 CHL prospects for this summer's NHL entry draft. The WHL will have nine players participating. It's Team Orr versus Team Cherry. Spokane Chiefs defenseman Ty Smith has been named captain of Team Orr. I spoke with him this week.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, it's all the best players across the CHL, so it's going to be a high-intensity game, and it'll be pretty interesting to see. And never played in Guelph, I guess, so that'll be a new experience, and it's something I've always wanted to do with Cal Clegg going there as a couple of years ago, and then Yamamoto last year, my teammate. It was pretty exciting watching them, and it was always a goal of mine to play in that game.
Now, they say that game can mean a lot for your draft status, and they say it could be a nervous game to play through. Have you thought about the nerves in it, or you just go out there and kind of do what you do?
I think I'm just going to try my best to have some fun out there, just kind of play how I play and have some fun, compete hard, and try to win the game.
The NHL draft is this summer. It's probably hard not to think about it when you're going through the rigors of a WHL season, but how do you kind of, you know, fight through those thoughts of the draft while you're trying to do your job and play good, you know, night in, night out?
I mean, yeah, there's lots of talk about it, I mean, even from teammates, but I try my best just to focus on winning games and continuing to improve every day, learning from our coaches there, Dan and Birdie, and also having some fun with my teammates along the way and just try to win some games.
Danny Lambert was an offensive defenseman back in his day in Swift Current, your head coach now, and what a great, I guess, role model for you. I don't know if you've seen him play or saw some old video of him playing at all in the NHL, but what can you learn from Danny?
Yeah, I've watched some old video on him, and obviously you look up his numbers in the Western League, and 100-plus points is insane as a defenseman, and I saw him do that, saw his numbers there with Swift Current, and obviously you can learn a lot from a guy like that. He seems like he could fly when he played and had great vision, good playmaking ability, and I try to learn from him every day at practice, and he tries to kind of help me out and develop as a player.
You were the first overall pick in the Bantam draft a couple years back. What's the journey been like from being number one overall, playing some games at 15, a full season last year at 16, and now at 17? How comfortable do you feel?
Yeah, I'm comfortable now. My teammates have done a great job ever since I was 15. The organization itself has been great. They helped me get comfortable and kind of used to the league, and obviously it's a bit of a grind this season, but I love it. I've lots of fun with it, and lots of the guys are there to help me have some fun, and it's always a good time.
Right, Ty, well, thanks for your time. Good luck in the game.
Yeah, thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Smith's team or teammate is Lethbridge Hurricanes defenseman Kalen Addison.
Kalen Addison is soon Ontario bound for the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. And Kalen, first of all, that's an honor. And now you get a chance to kind of show what you can do here. So you got to be pretty excited about that chance.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great opportunity for me and a good accomplishment, obviously. But there's a lot of special players that have been in that game in the past and for sure that are going to be in the game. And I'm just excited to get out there with the top guys around the CHL and show them what I can do and play with some of my good buddies from U18 and whatever else I've played with them in the past. And, yeah, it'll be a cool experience for sure.
You bring up a good point because you're going in knowing a lot of these guys because you mentioned U18, you play for Team Canada, and you get mixed around with the Ontario guys and the Quebec League guys. So is it a little easier knowing kind of what you're up against and who you'll be playing with?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, playing with some of those guys, playing against some lots, hearing all about different guys from the other two leagues, it's a special feeling going into that game and knowing you're one of those guys. But for sure, you just want to show them what you got and show them your chemistry with all the other top guys. And good players can gel together quickly, so I'm looking forward to that.
Kalen, take me through the mindset. You're going there, one of the top offensive D-men in the WHL right now. How much of you kind of wants to make that move at the blue line and toe drag around a guy and try to do something special rather than maybe perhaps just try to be steady?
Well, you want to show them what you got, obviously, but something I like to do is be offensive and create plays and create offense and make my players around me better. And I think that's one thing I'm good at is good passing and making plays and creating offense. But, you know, there's a time and place for that and a time and place for being steady and just getting the puck in and playing defense. So that's what I'm really trying to work on is picking my time. And I'll just improving on it every day. So.
Ty Smith was on the show this week as well. Asked him about just the fact there's a lot of eyeballs on you in this game and that it could affect a draft status negatively or positively. But it's tough, he says, to think about that in that case. But no doubt it's there. So how do you kind of cope with that around the game?
Yeah, for sure. Going into that game, it is a big deal. You play good or bad, it can affect you negatively or positively with the draft and moving forward this year. But, you know, you just want to go in and not really think about that as much as you can. And even though it's in the back of your head, you got to try forget about it and just play your game. And usually when you play your game, best thing happens for you. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, it's going to be a great experience for you. And then, of course, the summer and the NHL draft coming up in Dallas. Kalen, great season here going so far. Represent the WHL well in Guelph. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL On the Run Player of the Week is Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Dylan Cousins. Cousins from Whitehorse in the Yukon collected 9 points in 3 Hurricane victories last week. Stuart Skinner has been named the WHL Goaltender of the Week with his first week with the Broncos. He joins us on the phone in the midst of their U.S. swing down south. Stuart, first of all, have to ask you, it's been just over a week now. Have you adjusted well? How is everything fitting in with the Broncos after all those moves and coming over in that blockbuster trade with Lethbridge?
Yeah, it's been really nice. It's been a really nice move for me. I was kind of shocked that, it was pretty hectic how everything kind of worked out and kind of got the call from my GM, got traded over to Swifty, and packed up, went right over that night to Swift Current. Met my new billets, met my new team, my new coaches and everything, and, you know, right away I felt like I was home. I felt like this team here just brought me in as a family member, and I already feel super comfortable with the guys. I feel like we're a really tight group already, and it's only been, a couple days for me. I've adjusted really well. I think it's been they've made it a lot easier on me. Just great group of guys here, and I think the adjustment has been pretty easy so far. And I mean, we got a big road trip coming up, and we're in Tri-City now. We got the U.S. roadie, so it's nice to spend 14, 15 hours on the bus together and get to know each other. So I think it's a perfect time for a road trip.
What was that first game like in Prince Albert? You get thrown into the mix right away, no real kind of feel-out session, and there you are against the Raiders in night number one. What was that like?
Yeah, it was fun. I was excited to play my first game. I was a little nervous as well. I remember talking to my billets, Perry Coward, and I was telling them that I was pretty nervous going in, and they said there's nothing to be nervous about. It's just another game. And so I just went in there, and I just played my game. I played the Stewart game. So I was playing out there, just trying to have fun and loving the game like how I always do. And obviously the team in front of me helped me a ton, and got a nice shutout there. So it definitely felt really good to get in there, and especially getting my first game, first shutout, first win. So as a Swift Current Bronco, so it felt good.
Stuart, you guys are assembling now, and I think you made a great point a moment ago about the fact this is a great time for a U.S. road trip. It's pretty late for a team to be doing a U.S. swing here, but it might be just what the doctor ordered. How many different personalities in the room is there now after the trades, and do you feel that this is almost like a training camp here going through that U.S. stint?
Yeah, there's a lot of personalities in the dressing room, and I think that makes it all the better. I remember right when we got in, Manny had a big meeting with us as a team and just said that, you know, he brought us in not just because not just because all the people that he traded for are good players, but they're also good people. So I think that was a really good point that Manny made there. And it's not just about, what you can do on the ice. It's about what you're going to be doing and the kind of person you're going to be in the dressing room. So the type of guys here are all professional, great guys. We like to have fun. We like to be professional, and we like to get to work when it's time to get to work. So I think we got a really good group of guys here, and Yeah, like my whole life, I think that, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I got traded pretty well at the perfect time, and now we're going on a U.S. road trip and getting to know each other really well, and it's definitely the perfect time to do this.
You know, it's funny, sometimes after a big trade, there's a lot of expectations in all the big trades that were made. But, you know, as we look at it, as we do this interview, you won both your starts 4-0 and 9-1. So a lot of people talking about this potential Bronco juggernaut. So far, you guys are as advertised.
Yeah, no, it's a good feeling hearing those types of comments. I mean, obviously there is some pressure after that trade of, you know, obviously we have to perform really well, and, you know, it can be our year to do something really special. So I'm really excited for the year to come, and I'm super excited to be part of this group of guys to do it with. So there's definitely some pressure to it, but I believe that this group plays better when there's more pressure. So I think we're gonna do great, and you know, no matter what anyone expects of us, I think we're just gonna give it our all out there and deal with the outcome as it happens.
A great start for not only the Broncos, but yourself personally there with your new team, the WHL Goaltender of the Week, as you guys get going in that U.S. road swing. Stuart, thanks for being our guest on WHL This Week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests, Ty Smith, Kaylin Addison, and Stuart Skinner. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.